Alaska's northernmost communities are seeing increased shipping off their shores as climate warming loosens the ice that once locked out marine traffic. Although marine commerce is growing in the area, the Arctic environment requires specialized and expensive safety and monitoring resources. KNBA's Jocelyn Estes reports from the Arctic Imperative Summit in Girdwood.
At the Arctic Imperative Summit in Girdwood, many people describe the changes they're already seeing as the Arctic sea ice melts. Whaling Captain Merlin Kanuka of Gamble says he's seeing evidence of increased traffic in the Bering Strait.
We see more signs of ship strikes, entanglement. We have a biologist that looks over our harvested whales, and it seems like they're seeing more and more indication of these signs.
Nome Mayor Denise Michaels says the number of dockings at the Port of Nome has increased dramatically from 34 in 1990.
We average right now about 288 to 300 dockings a year, and our season is longer. Our ice doesn't freeze until December, January. And so in November now, we see vessels, using our dock, which 10 years ago, we would have never saw this. But with the climate change, this is happening, we're trying to be prepared to meet that need.
Michael says even more and much larger ships would stop in Nome if it had the capacity.
In 1980, the city started working with the federal government to create a causeway that would go out to minus 35. For some reason or another, it only it's constructed to where it is today. We're about 900 feet short to get to minus 35, so we can meet the needs for large ocean vessels.
Michael says the city is working to develop public-private partnerships to put together the $150 million needed to expand the dock. The cities of Barrow and Kotzebue are also working to develop deep-water ports to support ocean-going vessels such as those supplying oil and gas development projects. Scott Borgerson of Cargo Metrics says the nation as a whole also needs greater capacity. For instance, Russia has 18 icebreakers, but the United States has 4, and 2 of those are more than 30 years old. Borgerson says that's not enough.
Part of being Arctic power, when you have really a geriatric fleet at best, rotting at the pier in Seattle. We outsource sovereignty to 4 icebreakers, which is tough to do as the world's sort of greatest superpower. What is the status of the U.S. not really having an icebreaker fleet? Can we build icebreakers with the Jones Act in this country? If we were to try and build an icebreaker in this country, how long would it take us to do it? How much would it cost?
Summit participants identified a range of issues related to U.S. lack of readiness to protect its rights and make good use of the opportunities opening up in the Arctic. They described the need for basic research, education and training, search and rescue, national policies and legal frameworks, and greater collaboration with other Arctic nations. Reporting from Girdwood, I'm Jocelyn Estes.